You're listening to the Music Manumit podcast for November 15th, 2010. Learn more at musicmanumit.com. Hi, I'm Tom, and we're here for another Music Manumit. I have with me today Doug.
Hey.
Say hello, Doug. There he is. And we have a guest today. We're going to be talking to Claudio of the net label Bad Panda Records. Hi, Claudio.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm good.
I guess one of the first questions I want to ask is definitely, where are you based? Where are you located?
I'm Rome. Right now I'm in Rome in Italy. And Italy.
Nice. That would explain the accent.
Far away. Yeah, I guess.
Very Italian very, accent. I like it.
Strong.
It's cool.
Yeah. Macaronic, I guess.
So
you can say it.
So now we've been doing a couple of interviews with, or we're working on doing more interviews. You're actually our second with net labels. We did one recently with Headphonica, or Doug did. I actually missed that interview. So I'm really excited to be here to talk to you today, just because I'm very interested in this new huge trend of net labels that are popping up everywhere. So one of the questions I want to ask, first of all, and it's kind of a two-part question, but do you think that net labels are, you know, all Creative Commons, or is there another concept for that? And what drew you to a Creative Commons sort of net label?
I think that the first introduction with Creative Commons was the book, the Lawrence Lessig book, Free Culture. Mm-hmm. And then the movie Remix Manifesto with the Girl Talk character.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was really lucky to attend some meetings in Rome a couple of years ago with Joe Ito and Lawrence Lessig. So I guess that came from my interest for Creative Commons. About the music, I guess it's a very, very great way to share the content and to go viral around the web and around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if there is quality in it, it's going to emerge. I believe in this.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this.
And I have to agree with the Remix Manifesto, the RIP movie. I was already kind of into Creative Commons before that, but I was using more of the full-on, every single thing you can put into it Creative Commons license, the non-derivative, the, you know, non-commercial, etc. And I saw that movie, and it actually explained Creative Commons. I thought I knew everything about it, and that movie actually explained it a lot more, and so I'm with you on that movie really getting me into what this is all about as well.
Yeah, you get the idea of Creative Commons, but you don't get into.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this movie is something good for this.
How did you find out about the movie?
Looking on the web, because it's not going to be on TV here at all. Yeah, on the web around stumble upon.
But I mean, did someone tell you about it, or did you just happen to see it posted somewhere? And
Yeah, I posted somewhere, reading some reviews about it, mm-hmm. and I got interested. Then it is streaming on Vimeo, so I watched it there, on streaming.
Hmm.
And, yeah.
Yeah,
basically, that's it.
Well, I had only heard about it because Doug, actually, the co-host of the show here, is the one that turned me on to it at a event that we had here, so I knew nothing about it before that. And so you were looking back at it when he was doing the editing it online and going, hey, help me finish this film. Like, he even made the movie Free Culture, if I remember correctly. I guess another question too is just, so since we're asking about how you got into Creative Commons, what's the culture like in your country as far as Creative Commons? Like, is there a big following? Is there a lot of bands doing it? Or, I mean, I know here it's kind of like you come across people a little bit here and there, but not really like in our general community. So what's the Creative Commons culture like in Italy?
Well, there are two parts about Creative Commons in Italy, because I guess that Italy is one of the country that licensed more material in Creative Commons, under Creative Commons, but not audio, because in Italy there is a monopoly of collecting the Lectin license, not the Lectin society, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So if you join this Lectin society, you cannot publish anything at all under Creative Commons works.
Really?
And that's a monopoly. I mean, and they're really strong about their idea, and they're trying to fight Creative Commons. So it's very rare to find some Creative Commons bands. But there are many books, many pictures, any kind of works for Creative Commons, other stuff. I mean, so yeah, bands are really great, really great.
I know actually one Italian band that releases at least some of their stuff under Creative Commons is the band Talco.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know of them. They're a ska band.
No, Talco.
Yeah,
no.
T-A-L-C-O. I don't know. Have you heard of them, Tom?
Talco.
I'm not sure.
They released their stuff under the No Deriv, so I can't play them for the show, but they're pretty awesome. So anyway.
Cool. I will check them. No, but there are some good bands. I mean, there are, but it's really small percentage. So, yeah.
What's the name of the organization that you're saying if you sign up with them, you can't do Creative Commons?
It's called CIAE. S-I-A-E.
Yeah, it sounds... I think there's a similar thing going on in Germany by an organization called GEMA.
Yeah.
I want to say I've heard of the same sort of thing going on there, and... It's weird because there's it seems like there's a lot more give and take on this movement in Europe, because there's even what is it, BMW, the Germany-based BMW, it has a campaign where they create a mixtape on their actual official website that's a mixtape of Creative Commons musicians from around the world, which I find very strange for BMW to do.
Huh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, actually, they had contacted us, and we didn't get picked, but we a guy found out that we were, or the guy that's in charge of it.
Just to be clear, when Tom says us, he means Lorenzo's Music,
not
the podcast.
Right.
So.
Okay. Contacted my band, and yeah, they got a whole thing. They put out a mix video of music that they release like every 2 months.
Okay.
It's very strange. And the reason they do it is because of some of the things that GEMA is doing, saying, you know, Creative Commons is bad. This, you should, if we're going to, if you.
Yeah.
What you should have told them, Tom, is that you had some Italian friends that they should pick your music.
Right.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's more or less the situation in Germany, but GEMA permits to their artists to publish works under Creative Commons.
Oh, they do.
They need to sign some many papers, but they can. And because Creative Commons culture in Germany is really strong. It's really strong, and there are many artists publishing under Creative Commons. Like Ableton is a net label of German artists, and they're really good, and they're all German, and there are many, really many. So yeah, and no, I mean, CIA is a monopoly, so you really can't. They get even the future works. I mean, if you stop publishing on CIA, they get all the future works. I mean, it's something like middle age.
So yeah. How long have you been doing this? Like, when did you start up Bad Panda?
Almost a year ago. Yeah. The first release is on December 4th. So, yeah.
Okay.
Almost.
And I know you've gone through at least one website change since then, if I remember correctly. Because I think I recall a little while back that you weren't originally on WordPress. You had started out on a different one, and then all of a sudden one day I came and you had the setup that you have now on WordPress.
Yeah, yeah. The main one is WordPress. Yeah, and there is another one, like more stylish or something like that, on Flavors, but it's the main one is WordPress, because it's still free, and
right.
I don't make any money on it, so right now it's WordPress.
Hey, that was actually something I was wanting to ask about, is just, you know, for... I know some people that do Creative Commons music, they either make money from the music or They do other things, like Professor Click out of Chicago. He makes money from his music, not from the stuff that he releases under Creative Commons. But so are you involved in the music industry in other ways, or do you do something totally separate to make some money?
Professor Click is great, but I'm just doing this project for fun. I mean, I really love what I'm doing, so I'm just doing this. I don't know if I will want to make too money with it. Probably I could make some shirts or some merchandising that right now I'm just doing for friends and for free. Yeah, that's what you asked about. I don't know. I'm not sure I get that question.
Well, I guess I was just to sort of get a sense of where you are. Are you in school, or are you a car mechanic? What do you do?
Okay, sorry. No, I was just going around the question. So, no, I'm management engineering, and I'm graduating in 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Oh, wow, cool.
And I'm helping a startup radio, an internet startup radio called Theremood.com. I love music, and I'm helping friends organizing some events around Rome, like concerts, So
is Netlabel really just kind of a new version of managing, in a way, like managing a band? Because, I mean, you're essentially doing promotion and helping them organize events is kind of what I'm getting from what you're saying, correct?
Yeah, more or less. Probably. I mean, it's a new form. I guess it's going to be more popular. I hope so, because it's free and you're supporting what you love, so why not?
Yeah, and it's kind of putting a central hub for different kinds of music, and you're exposing other kinds of music too that people might not have known about because of your centralized location.
Yeah.
And I have to ask, where'd you come up with the name?
The Panda.
With Bad Panda, yeah. How'd you, like, were you at a zoo and you saw a panda being bad and you're like, that's what we should call it?
No, the name comes from my cousin who's living in California, Berkeley. She's from there. And I had this image of the panda that I really love. And I contacted the guy who made it, he's a French guy. And I asked her, how would you like a record label with this image? And she told me Bad Panda is a good name. So that's it. Yeah, I was thinking about Sad Panda or Angry Panda or something like that.
Yeah, no, a panda toting guns is a pretty cool
one. If people weren't enticed yet to go to the website, which is just badpandarecords.wordpress.com, people should just hit that up just to see the logo, because the logo is quite awesome.
Yeah, the guy who made it is called Julian Dandon. It was really nice to let us use the logo. So yeah.
Now, did he release the logo under Creative Commons, or did he just give you guys the...
No, he couldn't, because the logo is assigned to a French magazine called Cult. So yeah, we cannot use it as a Creative Commons. But now I'm contacting some friends that are really good designers, and thinking about making some different logos, always with the Bad Panda subject. And would like to release them in Creative Commons and maybe doing some shirts and promotion about it.
I wanted to go back to something you said about that you started about a year ago, because you release a song every Monday, I believe, but there's actually 53. So that doesn't really add up with it not having been a year old. So at the start, did you have a collection and release like 10 at a time or something like that? Like, how did you get the 53 if you're only releasing one a week?
There was a week when we published one song every day.
Ah, nice.
So that's it.
And then you realized how trying and toiling that could be in your personal life, correct?
I mean, we have so much great music, I guess. And yeah, there's much waiting, many people to waiting about you. And I'm really sorry that so many people are waiting. I mean, some artists wait like five months. And yeah, so. Yeah, I said, why not?
So you're saying you actually have a whole lineup already laid out for like weeks in advance.
Yeah, they're just
in the queue.
February or January. Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. Actually, that you have that much people interested in doing it.
It's great, and the next step is to publish full albums, because there is a group, like a post-rock group, that published it in weeks earlier. It's called Riding Alone for Thousands of Miles. That they don't even have a website or a MySpace. Mm-hmm. They didn't have anything at all. And they asked me to publish the album, and they really deserve it. And I'm doing this, and I guess that's the idea. I mean, people should people who love music should try to create something. I mean, to be active about it. I mean, there is much music and deserve to get out.
With the amount of artists that you choose, are they already Creative Commons artists, or do you ask them to choose a license when you promote their stuff? Because I noticed that a lot of the artists are under different licenses. Like the one that you have posted right now at the top is a non-commercial share alike, and then the one below that is actually a non-commercial no derivatives.
I asked them the license about. To choose, I mean, they can choose. There is a song by Ben Stepner that's like 1 hour length, and he decided to share it with attribution.
Wow!
Stuff. So every song is licensed by a different license, and the artist decide about it. But not everyone is a Creative Commons artist. Like Great Lake Swimmers are not, and the manager decided about it.
So you promote non.
But everything on the site is released as a Creative Commons song. So if somebody wanted to go, you know, just looking around the site, they could feel free to download anything there.
Yeah, everything is downloaded. It's available on Creative Commons, but there are many artists that don't publish at all. With under Creative Commons, and it's the first work on Creative Commons. That's what I wanted to do, because to share the Creative Commons view with the other artists that are really doing something else.
Do you think that the bands have a good experience with that? You know, the bands, when you release their stuff under Creative Commons on the site, do they get a lot of feedback about that? Does that sort of persuade them to maybe release the next album under Creative Commons, or at least experiment with different licensings, or is it sort of a one-off thing for the bands?
Oh, that's, wow!
That didn't sound good.
What just happened?
I guess the children ring the bell for the trick or treat. Try something. I don't know. Or maybe some ghosts coming around. I don't know. The feedback is really good. And many artists wrote me that the song went viral more than their other songs. I can't remember the name of the group, but there is an artist we published under Bad Panda that licensed their album under Creative Commons licenses after Bad Panda single. So I guess it helps. Why not? Yeah, I guess the feedback is good.
How do those bands Do they come to you, or do you go to them, or do both happen? And sort of as a follow-up to that, you use a lot of social networking. You're on Flickr, you're on Last.fm. Do people contact you through those, or because I think, well, I don't know. Tom, I think you discovered them before I did. Do you remember how you discovered them, Tom, just quickly?
No, I don't, okay. Actually. Oh, wait, you know what? I think I might have discovered you through, you're involved with Free Music Archive, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much where I probably discovered them from.
So that's how we, you know, found you, but is that how most other people are finding you, is through these various social networking sites, or do they just sort of find you on the web, or is it word of mouth?
I guess that everything is a little bit of the depth. I mean, there are many people discovered us via music blogs, word of mouth. SoundCloud was really helping too, and the Free Music Archive on Last.fm as well. I mean, because if you go like and search for I don't know, any artist of the band, that band, that you can download the song from there and get the info. I mean, every social network helps a little. Most of the bands write us via email, but yeah, I don't know where they get to know.
Now, with the musicians, like we had spoke a little bit about them getting to choose a Creative Commons license when you're promoting or posting their stuff. I mean, what kind of advice do you, if when they come to you, do they go, why do you want me to put this under a Creative Commons license? What is it? Like, what kind of advice do you give them, or how do you explain to them what Creative Commons is? Just because I feel like at one point in time, everybody involved in this has to explain it to somebody and show them the value of it. So how do you explain this to them when you want to promote a band?
Yeah, I start with the simplification, because it's really simple, and I mean, you can use any work licensed under Creative Commons without having to contract the author and allowing the work to be exploited, quickly and widely on the web or anything. We live in the bureaucracy era, so this saves a lot of time and money. I guess that's the main point. And the other one for the music that's great, it's going viral. I mean, you can use it for anything you want. You can use it for the university project and put it on YouTube, and it goes viral. I mean, there are some videos using Bad Panda music on YouTube, and there are like maybe 3,000 views.
Oh, really?
4,000 views. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I don't even know how it works, but it works.
I think that's the best way to put it. When people ask, you should just go, I don't know how it works, but it works. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, I'm really surprised, because I would never think that 1 year ago this would happen. I mean, it started like a joke, and it's not a joke anymore.
Yeah, no, it's not. And I mean, I definitely see you guys in a lot more places on the web, and a lot more prominent in the places where I've usually seen you. Especially, I think a lot has to do with the posting a new song every Monday. I mean, you've got constant content and good content coming out every week, and I think that's really important as well.
You've played some of their stuff on the on our music only show, right, Tom?
Oh yeah, I totally have.
I can't even remember what I've played, so I don't know. I download it and then it just goes into a big pot, and where it came from, I don't really pay attention to until I have to go back and get a link.
Yeah,
you'll do this. So,
so what are some of your favorite bands or artists, and you know, they don't necessarily have to be CC licensed, because I know one thing that kind of sets you apart from some of the other net labels I've seen is you're not entirely, a lot of net labels are more geared towards sort of sampled or electronic music, and I've noticed that yours really has a little bit more diversity in that, and I've you know, so what kind of stuff are you into that you know, you've chosen them to promote the music that you do.
Yeah, I wanted to be eclectic because yeah, there's very good neck labels doing really, really great releases, but within the same genre, and the one release per week could allow to experiment and to do something different. I really love music, so I don't know, it depends by the mood. I mean, I love folk, I love post-rock, I love krautrock, electronic, classic, jazz, I mean, I don't know, I love Nick Drake, I love Sigur Rós, I love Good Speed, You Black Emperor, I love Daft Punk, I love Soul Wax, I love Brian Eno, I love Nick Drake, again. So, I don't know, African music, yeah, I mean, I don't know, it depends.
So how many hard drives do you have dedicated to your own music library, then?
How many,
hard drives? You must have, like, external hard drives just filling up rooms with that amount of music that you're talking about.
He has a web server, Tom. That's
it's true.
It's the cloud. It's all on WordPress.
No. I like vinyl the most, so no. No, but, yeah, I listen a lot of music. But everyone loves music, does
yeah,
it, no?
That's true.
So, yeah.
I wanted to take a step back to the question about the advice for the artist. Just for some context, do the bands that you release or the ones that have come to you, are they trying to make a career out of it, or are they just people that love making music and want people to hear their music? Or are they, is it sort of, or does it depend? I my guess would be that it depends, but I'd like to hear your take on that.
Yeah, it does depend, because there are some more famous artists, like, I don't know, Great Lake Swimmers or Rocket Number 9, that is on the fourth level, that they're live with their music. And there are some other artists that they just do their music because they love it, and they don't want to make money with it. So, yeah, it's different. But my advice for artists that really want to release Creative Commons music is to experiment. You can do whatever you want. I mean, possibility is infinite, so you can, I don't know, give your music for free and sell recipes for cooking. I don't know, you can do whatever.
Yeah, I think that just talking to people, that the experimentation sounds like pretty good advice. I mean, I don't know if yours was so much experimentation, Tom, but you definitely went through, I guess maybe each step was an experiment. I mean, moving to the non-commercial where there were derivatives, and then getting rid of the non-commercial. And then also Pete, I know Pete Prodell, who was our first interview. I don't know if you heard that, Claudio. But he said that he also did that, that he just released an album, I think just as attribution with nothing else, just to sort of see what would happen with it. Do you think that's a fair assessment of both of those situations, Tom?
Yeah, I mean, I was learning as I went along. All I knew was the basic concept, and then, you know, went on from there and learned more about it.
So I had another question sort of about the breadth of Bad Panda. How many countries, obviously you might not know an exact number, but, I mean, the number 53, the Baby Scream, Nicole, that's up now is an Argentinian artist, and that based between Buenos Aires and London. So it's definitely not all Italian bands, or even, well, I guess London is European, but, you know, they're from all over the world. So are they centrally located in Europe, and there's just sort of other bands occasionally, or is it definitely a worldwide sort of distribution that you've got going?
Yeah, it's definitely worldwide. Because it's based on the internet, so internet has no location.
That's a very good point.
It's worldwide, because there are bands from South Africa, from Germany, from Iceland, from USA, from Sweden, Japan. So I'm trying to get some other countries. I mean, some different music and styles. So, yeah, the more different, the better. I like it.
That seems to be a common theme. I mean, looking at 23 Seconds and Headphonica both, it seems like the net labels are not regional at all, which... And maybe one of you two knows of a example of this, but it's kind of surprising that I don't know any, since a lot of bands make money off shows. I would think that having a regional net label, you know, like a Midwest net label or an Italian net label, would be advantageous for bands, so that, you know, community members could go there and be like, oh, these are the bands that are, you know, going to be at the local pub or whatever. And just as sort of a follow-up point to that is, maybe our definition of net label is too restrictive if we're thinking about that. I mean, because I know there's like the Milwaukee Punk website. I mean, they don't really call themselves a net label. I mean, what do you think? I mean, I guess there's the sort of the MP3 blog, which I guess is what they kind of more are. What do you guys think? Are those two worlds, the net label and the MP3 blog, sort of the same thing? Or is the difference in the net label more because it's active promotion? It's not just like, here's a song. It's sort of like, here's a band. This band is awesome, more than, hey, download this song.
Well, what do you guys think? Say, first of all, that the difference between MP3 blog and a net label would be that MP3 blog is talking about already established artists most of the time. Most of their stuff is, you know, like the latest Arcade Fire album or, you know, something like that. Whereas I think...
But, well, what about one like MKE Punk? I mean, maybe you haven't taken a look at that. I mean, some of that stuff is archival, but, I mean, it's not like the Milwaukee punk scene is Arcade Fire type, you know, not that level. Do you know who Arcade Fire is? I don't, Claudio. I don't know how big they are. It's hard to get perspective on, you know, what's big in other countries if you don't do a lot of international travel.
They're big. They're big. Okay. I mean, it's going to be sold out the European tour about 35. So they're big, and they're playing stadiums.
I figured I was safe since I knew they were doing a European tour.
They're not a metal or punk band, so I really don't know anything about them other than I know that name exists.
I just know that everybody's freaking out over their album, and I don't really care for them. I mean, what do you think is the difference between an MP3 blog or what a net label is, Claudio?
I mean, the main thing is they do product promotion, so... That's what they have in common. I think that the label of the net label gives support to the artist, and it's something more long. I mean, I'm still in touch with the people we released like six months ago, and I'm helping them with the dates or some other stuff. I mean, music blogs are really important for sharing culture. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's main thing. I mean, it's like a radio or a television. I mean, it's a main.
That's a really good point. I hadn't thought about that. That the MP3 blog has kind of taken the place of radio as a promotional tool, and the net label has sort of taken the place of the Sonys and the Universals. I mean, obviously not exclusively, but that's sort of the direction that we seem to be headed. Either as a as sort of a parallel distribution, or sort of taking the place. It is in some ways a parallel universe as well.
Okay.
well, I mean, it's just the cultures are so different. I mean, it's a different cultural universe.
Yeah, very much so. I'll agree with that. So,
I had sort of a kind of a random question. Tom and I were looking at this official .fm, which is one of the it's under the Bad Panda links, one of the many social networking sites that you've got there. And that's one I had never heard of. So I was just wondering, obviously I've never heard of them, so it's not like I'm trying to promote them, but are they awesome, or are they new to you? Have you been on them a long time? I just was really curious about that.
Well, they're pretty new, but they just changed the name. Their previous name was Fair Laser, something like that, but they changed the name because they didn't like it.
I mean, it was a weird name.
They had a... Yeah, that's what they get, because they're all French and all Swiss. Yeah, it's like SoundCloud service, but the best thing is that you don't have any limit of the music you can upload. It's a good service. I mean, I think it's going to be bigger than now.
Yeah, I've noticed that the site is still kind of light, but it looks like they're really trying to progress somewhere with it, but they're concentrating a lot more on their music player. You said, SoundCloud-like.
So we always like to sort of move forward with the podcast, and in that vein, I was just wondering if there were other people that maybe we haven't talked about in the past on the shows that you think would be good people for us to interview, the sort of Creative Commons people that are really doing interesting things in Creative Commons.
Like maybe some musicians that you represent. Do you have anybody that you think we should talk to?
Okay.
Put on your promotion hat now.
I think. Let me think. I think that every head of Net Level it would be interesting to talk with. You could try with Christine Nersch of Three Musics, who founded Cash Music.
Yeah.
There is some really nice guys that's pretty common, so I guess you could try to get in touch with like Eric Stauer and Cameron Parkins. And Eric Stauer is also co-founder of another recordings label, and Cameron Parkins is playing in a band published in the Creative Commons that they are called Super Humanoid. About that panda artist that they released in Creative Commons, maybe you could try with Grow Sound. That's the guy who published the old album in Creative Commons after the Bad Panda release, and is a student of from California. Maybe you could try with him.
And I actually here's a question too.
Yeah?
Now you're naming a lot of other net labels and stuff, and do you guys all know each other? Is there any competition between net labels? Like, do you go, oh, that net label got something that I wanted to promote? Or, I feel like that wouldn't have the same sort of thing, like with your Sony's against your Warner Brother Records, or, I feel like, do you guys all talk together and just kind of go, hey, you guys should really check this out, and just kind of turn each other on to stuff? Or, what's it like talking with them?
No. No, we don't talk so much. I mean, just some small contacts with some Ed of the label, like Ed Faniga or WM or Clinical Archives, and or Quite Bump, yeah. But they're nice. I don't feel any competition. I mean, it's all the same boat. I mean, we're on Creative Commons music, and the space we get is so small that it doesn't have any sense to fight with. I mean, yeah. It would be cool to be on television or on the mainstream radio with the Creative Commons music fighting with I don't know, Lady Gaga or something like that. So.
Well, have you ever thought of doing some sort of, videos for the bands or promoting videos? Well, I guess you sometimes do promote the videos that the bands have. But I mean, like, setting up a net label, sort of kind of like what we're doing here, only do videos with bands. Have you ever thought of pursuing something like that?
No, yeah, it would be cool. Obviously, it would be cool. Yeah, there are many, many thoughts about the panda, but... Yeah, we need to set up and to do like a business plan and to see what we can do. Yeah, we're thinking about like making limited vinyls on the release we like the most, and give away the MP3 and to sell very do-yourself vinyls, or yeah, maybe CDR with the full length. I don't know. We have many ideas, and we will see. We will see. The video promotion is a really
and
good
I
idea.
Also
yeah.
Speaking of, you have a lot of ideas. I wanted to ask on a couple of the links that you have on the site. You have one to Stereo Mood. Is that something you're involved in, or is that just another thing that you're like, hey, this is a cool service, check it out?
No, I'm involved. I'm creating the music selection there.
Okay.
So yeah, the radio is a, I don't know if you know it or not. It's something. It's a web radio that basically you get to choose the mm-hmm. the station among your mood or situation. So if you're happy, you get happy music. If you're I don't know, outside it's raining, you get music for the rain. I mean, I don't know, you get folk or music for your
one your thing
mood.
That I love
yeah.
about it is one of your choices is
yeah.
crap.
So you know it.
Yes, I've tried this out a few times, but I think that one's the most interesting is the fact that you can choose, like, you know what, I feel like listening to crap right now. I think that's really funny.
No, I don't see that. I clicked on the link and I get happy, melancholy, beautiful, relaxed, chill out in summer. I kind of want to listen to crap. Where do I find that?
Like, you can shoot it in the... Okay, above you can choose, like putting crap on. You can crap music.
I just thought that's good. I mean, you're making sure you cover all the bases there. That's really smart. How do you where do you get this music from? I see that it is in a JavaScript player, but where are you pulling the music from?
The Stereo Music is it's like API machine. It's like a blog aggregator, and it streams music from the blog. And that's it. Yeah, I'm just now working at the Creative Commons place there, and there is one, but it's very small. Yeah, and it's you can get it with the stereomood.com/mood/Creative Commons, and you get like the music from the Wired CD with the
right
Beastie Boys and the Yusundur single. They publish it under it, and the Creative Commons licenses. There is a very cool remix from Nas. I'm joking. And yeah, there's this. I want to put more Creative Commons music there and to publicize about, because Stereo Mood is doing pretty well, like 60,000 visits per day, and to have a Creative Commons channel there would be.
Nice.
A good exposure. And the good thing is that you can submit your music, so Creative Commons artists can do it.
Yeah, so for anybody listening to this, in case I didn't mention it earlier, we said Stereo Mood, but the site is stereomood.com, for those in case I didn't mention it earlier. And go check it out. Yeah, this is a really impressive site. I like it.
So I don't know if Tom had any more Fine. Questions, but I wanted to get one more question in before we started to wrap up here. I was just wondering, I saw some of the Juventus game today, and you're a Juventus fan, so I was just wondering your thoughts on the game today. Did you get a chance to watch it? Or was it yesterday? Maybe it was yesterday. The days all run together to me. I think it was yesterday against
Milan.
The wrong
game. Yeah. As you entered one, I just saw the goal.
Yeah.
And Del Piero scored a really good goal. I mean, it's a good one. Yeah, I'm glad about it. I don't follow soccer anymore. I don't know if you know the scandal about soccer, like, 4 years ago.
Yeah, didn't Juventus, they got relegated that year, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, the whole soccer system is really bad in Italy.
You should if you're sort of like having a you want to pick a team with a moral conscience, you should look into St. Pauli over in Germany. They're definitely an interesting club if you don't know about them. Well, I'll just let you check them out, or just email me if you're curious about them, because they're basically they're not run by a bunch of anarchists, but their fans are all like anarchists and punks, and the club really sort of caters to them as much as, I mean, because that's their fans, you know. They're not going to sell any tickets if they don't cater to their fans. But anyway, that's interesting. I just wanted to ask because I know that we had some discussions about that over email, and I wanted to get it in there before Tom asked the final question. So I don't know if you had
a... It gave me a chance to take a nice little nap while you were talking about soccer. No, I was just going to ask if there's anything coming up in the future that you'd like to let people know about, or things that they can expect in the future of Bad Panda Records.
Yeah, in the future, I still don't know what is going to happen. I just know that for the first birthday, we're going to do the sampler with the best. It's not going to be the best, but it's going to be something. Yeah, it's like 12 or 15 songs. We already published it, but it's going to be something more listenable, maybe altogether, and maybe we will get a bigger promotion, maybe some reviews around. And yeah, we're probably going to publish some albums and maybe some CDR with the small distribution.
Nice.
That's basically some news. And yeah, we're going to try to tour Europe. It's like a dream.
With a select number of bands, like you're going to set up a tour with them? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, it would be great. I mean, there are some bands around. I mean, some in France, some in Germany, some in Sweden. So could be nice to plan a tour with, I don't know, some groups playing in Sweden, some other groups playing in Germany, some other groups playing in Italy, and to make fit all the dates and to make like a plan with the groups. We will think about it. I mean, I'm saying Europe because
yeah,
it's easier.
Right. Yeah, that's.
I love you guys. I would love to be there. So, yeah.
We've talked about doing some a show, really, not really a tour. So we may talk to you about that because I have some crazy ideas about doing some sort of international video conference type shows and stuff. So the fact that you're interested in doing live shows is really awesome.
Yeah, I think so. Because in the end, it's the way the artists make money, and it's good to support
them.
Yeah,
I'll have to get you Dan Lynch's contact info as well. I don't know if you know who he is, but he put together a Creative Commons show in Liverpool last year with some bands, at least one band from the U.S. or actually he was a solo folk singer, but and then I think some other Liverpool artists. So he might be interested if you can get your. He's got the connections to get to book a venue in Liverpool if that's a place you might be interested in going. But we can definitely talk about a lot
sure.
of that stuff
be great.
Off air. But yeah, that sounds amazing
okay.
to me.
Yeah, well,
Claudio,
yeah,
when is the actual birthday of Bad Panda Records you had mentioned?
It's December.
In December.
I guess it's going to be in December.
Cool. Yeah, I just wasn't sure when that date was going to come up, so I'll be waiting to see what happens with that single, or with that, not single, with that sampler that you're going to put
sampler. Yeah, thank you.
No, I just want to really thank you for joining us today, Claudio. That's super cool of you, and I've been really impressed with your net label, and you put out a lot of good stuff, and I was really happy that you could talk to
us
today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Many, many thanks. Okay. No, I want to thank you, because you guys are really awesome. I mean, you're doing great stuff. I mean... it's not easy to give space to Creative Commons music or something. That's something different. So many thanks to you for having me and for what you're doing. Keep on.
Yeah, no problem. Right back at you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Claudio, for joining us on Music Manumit, the Music Manumit podcast. We'll see you next time.
Many thanks.